Christ is coming soon, December 12. He returns as protector and avenger of his own. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Luke 18:7. At this time, when great light is shining forth from the Word of God, making dark mysteries plain as day, is the day of mercy, of hope, of joy, and assurance to all who will be benefited thereby, to all who will open their minds and hearts to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. There are diligent students of the Word of Prophecy in all parts of the world who are obtaining light and still greater light from searching the Scriptures. This is true of all nations, of all tribes, and all people. These will come from the grossest error and will take the place of those who have had opportunities and privileges and have not prized them. We are now making our choice, and we shall soon discern between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. From time to time, the Lord has made known his manner of working, and when a crisis has come, he has revealed himself and has interposed the working of Satan's plans. He has often permitted matters with nations, with families, and with individuals to come to a crisis that his interference might become marked. Then he has let the fact be known that there is a God in Israel who would sustain and vindicate his people. When the defiance of the law of Jehovah shall be almost universal, when his people shall be pressed in affliction by their fellow men, God will interpose. The fervent prayers of his people will be answered, for he loves to have his people seek him with all their heart and depend upon him as their deliverer. He will be sought unto to do these things for his people. The promise is the Lord will avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night.